MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Justin Brophy. He's CEO at Anbro Capital Investments, a new Titans ETN listed on the JSE. Was it last week, the week before? Justin, appreciate the time. You've done a couple of tricks here. The first is that you've distilled down to sort of 11 sectors that you're looking to invest into. How did you get those 11 sectors from what must be, I don't know, dozens, maybe hundreds in the US markets?
So good morning, Simon, and good morning to all your listeners. Great question. Excited to launch our Titans. Share code is TITANS on the stock exchange, and obviously ANGGFA for the unit trust. Getting to your question, there are 11 what are called GICS sectors. These stand for Global Industry Classification Standard sectors. And these are the usual suspects in the US. These are info technology, communication sector, consumer discretionary, utilities, financials, you know, healthcare. It's breaking down the US sort of S&P 500 into all its individual sectors. And so that's what we've done. We've looked for the biggest and best across all of these individual GICS sectors.
And that's what you've done. Having got those 11 sectors, you've basically gone and said, what's the best stock in each sector? And then you get that stock. So this is, if I understand correctly, a 11 stock fund.
Close. It's an 11 sector fund. And what we look at is the best five or six stocks in each sector. And then we equally weight those in each sector.
And you've obviously, I mean, you're not just doing a simple market cap here, or are you? Is it some sort of bespoke methodology as to which are those best?
Yes, absolutely. Our proprietary model searches for the companies within a very strict framework. And we obviously look for, across those 11 sectors, we look at financial stability, profitability, liquidity, beta to the market, historical management performance, and a lot of proprietary in-house sort of screens that we use to get to those top five or six in each sector.
And then I suppose over time they will change, but probably not often. I mean, you know, some of these stocks are, for example, you know, NextEra Energy, Berkshire Hathaway, Apple, Amazon, they're not going to, in a hurry, lose their shine.
Absolutely. So this portfolio only has an annual rebalance. That is the planned annual rebalance. However, if there was anything to happen, if any of these huge companies got bought out or there was a merger or anything major happened, think United Healthcare recently would happen, we would then look at that portfolio and the next sort of candidate would come in across an equal weighting, but that's highly unlikely.
Okay, so they are equal weight and then you're re-weighting on an annual basis as well.
That's correct.
How has performance been? It's a new fund, but you've probably done some back testing. I like the thinking behind it. How has it sort of done in tests relative to an S&P or the like?
So look, the portfolio in two phases. The unit trust obviously back tested. The portfolio has lived at Anbro for the last 11 and has been used as our core portfolio. In terms of performance over 10 years, we've performed at around 520% versus the S&P 500, which has done 209. 5 years, we've done 23.7 annualized versus S&P at 14.5 annualized. And 3 year, we've done 20.5 annualized versus 13.1% annualized on the S&P 500.
I like your phrase there. You're calling it a core portfolio. A lot of folks, myself included, will often think sort of at the core of a portfolio, I might want a nice global diverse ETF or something. And they certainly have their place. But this perhaps is a better situation for a core. It is a concentration of stocks. It's best of best. It is US listed. But of course, these are global companies. Apple sitting in front of a Mecca right now. This is very much a core portfolio construct.
Absolutely. And I think the best part about this is it's a fire and forget. If you're looking for a global exposure, you've got the biggest and best equally weighted, which is important because you don't want that Mag 7 pulling you up and dragging you down. What you want is an equally weighted core that's going to be there with the best according to sector for the investor.
And it does mean, in some sense, I suppose, you miss some of the hot fads. But on the flip side, you kind of also miss the hot fads as they fade away. And these are all, you know, global names. These are companies. I mean, some of them. Amazon is relatively new. It's now some almost 30 years old. But these are not fads, which, again, is why it fits well in the core of a portfolio.
Absolutely. I mean, just quickly, if one thinks of a three-year return over the last 3 years to May, and I said to you, Microsoft or Costco, who would have performed better? And the reality is Costco's performed. They've performed better at 119% versus 85%. Vistra in the utility space or Meta. Vistra's done 405% versus Meta 220 to 236. So I think a lot of those guys, when you market weight, you miss the value they bring to the portfolio, those more defensives. So it does have an ability to be more defensive. Illustrated in the last 3 months, where we've seen the impact of tariffs, where this portfolio is only down 4.1% versus the S&P off at stages at 11.5%, Simon.
I like that idea, the market weight. There's a flip side to it, is in your S&P 500, you've probably got about, I don't know, 450 stocks that are literally, you know, collectively a couple of percentage points, and frankly, aren't going to do anything for your portfolio anyway.
Correct. 30 to 35% of that index is the Mag 7 and the top 10. So you really are, if you throw in Eli Lilly and Berkshire Hathaway, you know, those are your real 30 to 35% drivers in the S&P 500.
We'll leave it there. That's Justin Brophy. He's CEO, Ambro Capital Investments, Titans ETN, and the Titans Unit Trust. Justin, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.